You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hey, if you paid for the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight, let me just say...
Joke's on you.
Yes, it was a big hug fest, and we'll talk about those two in a moment. But first, let's talk about the undercard, because former NFL wide receiver Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, was on the undercard and scheduled to fight four rounds against an MMA bare-knuckle fighter named Brian Maxwell. How did Ocho do? Well, I'm not sure. I will tell you this. We don't have the actual broadcast rights from the folks at the fight. Fortunately, I just got this handed to me. Bob Menery actually did an alternative broadcast Chad Johnson-Maxwell fight.
Maybe we hit rock bottom. I don't know. The world's all f***ed up with this boxing stuff. You know what I mean? Anyways, big right hook and down goes Ochocinco. Gets bitch slapped, falls to the ground. I believe that's going to be all he can take. And we're going to wait to see if the referee is going to let this continue, but let's be honest, Chad's brain is shot anyway. And the referee saying you can only take so many hits to the head there, Chad, before you're drinking out of a straw in a go-kart as he gets rocked in that replay. Stay tuned, Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul coming up.
Ocho got into the fourth round. Into the fourth round, and many say that fight was more entertaining than the Logan Paul-Floyd Mayweather fight. That was a pretty
boring
fight altogether. It was a hug fest. They did a lot of hugging. Logan Paul, in case you didn't see it, walked into the ring wearing a $300,000 Pokemon card around his neck, just because he can do that, I guess. But in the end, it was all Floyd. Floyd landed 50% of his jabs, 39% of his power punches, 40% overall, 43 of 107 punches. Paul landed 10% of his jabs, 15% of his power punches, and 13% overall, 28 of 217.
Oh, my.
So not
God,
a good night.
A lot of punches.
Yeah, for Logan Paul. He wasn't connecting, though. After the fight, this is what Floyd had to say about Logan Paul.
I wanted to get the people on the show, and he was fighting to survive. Every time he punched, he'd clinch. He was the bigger guy. His background is wrestling, if I'm not mistaken, so he was good at tying me up. And I really believe that he was, you know, just going the distance, that was a win for him, so he was happy. Because at the end of the day, I'm going into the Hall of Fame for boxing.
And he will never go into the Hall
of
Fame
for
boxing.
That is true.
Yes. NBA playoffs last night, actually yesterday afternoon, the Atlanta Hawks went into Philadelphia and jumped in front of the 76ers in Philadelphia by 26 points in the second quarter.
Wow.
But then they had to hang on.
Yeah, that's a problem.
They had to hang on. Hawks. The Hawks won, but only by four, 128-124. They take that first game of that Eastern Conference semifinal series, so they're up 1-0. Out west, the Clippers at home in Los Angeles knocked off the Mavericks. That's the first home team to win in that series. It went the distance, and it was the first time a home team won in that series. They eliminate the Mavericks with a 126-111 victory, so they are off to play the Utah Jazz in the Western Conference semis. On the ice, the Montreal Canadiens over the Winnipeg Jets again, 5-1 the final this time. Montreal leads that series 3-0. Meanwhile, in Vegas, a huge night for one of the Golden Knights.
Carlson keeps it alive for Smith, looking for Marchessault in front. Now Carlson comes, scores! Patrick Marchessault!
Yeah, he had a hat trick. Patrick Marchessault with the hat trick for the Golden Knights in a 5-1 victory over the Avalanche. That series is tied at 2. The Falcons traded away wide receiver Julio Jones to the Titans for a package, including a second-round pick. In the NASCAR Cup Circuit, Kyle Larson took the checkered flag at the Toyota Save Mart 350 in Sonoma. In soccer, there was something called the CONCACAF Nations League Final. And in the final, or the Nations League Tournament, and in the final, the United States was playing Mexico. The game was in Denver, Colorado, and the Mexican fans on hand, specifically the Mexican fans on hand, not happy the United States leading the game, began throwing stuff on the field, many objects on the field, and then an anti-gay chant broke out for some reason that was directed at the goalie. The game would resume after players from both the U.S. and Mexico pleaded with fans to stop the chant. In the end, the United States won 3-2. Crazy.
Yeah.
In golf, John Rahm got screwed out of a victory. Patrick Cantlay ends up winning the Memorial Tournament. John Rahm probably would have won the tournament. He had a 6-shot lead after the third round on Saturday, but was forced to withdraw when his COVID test came back positive.
He had the 54-hole record for that tournament.
Yes.
He's 6 strokes ahead of everybody
else
with one round to play.
No one's going to catch him.
And he's a closer. He's not a... this guy's a winner.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the rules are rules.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
No.
He doubled over. The video's everywhere. Yeah. And Jim Nance doesn't know what's going on. It's like, looks like John Rahm just got some bad news. You know, they're trying to figure it all out. And Rahm has got his head in his hands.
Yes.
He can't believe they're doing this to him.
Horrible. Because not only was it a great opportunity, he got the course record and the win, but he's going to lose that money.
It's like $1.3 million or something, yeah.
In baseball, the 11th-seeded ODU Monarchs looking to advance into the next round into the College World Series tournament. They will play UVA tonight at 7 o'clock. The Women's College World Series tournament continues for the unseeded Cinderella JMU Dukes, who just a few days ago started off the tournament by beating the number one seed Oklahoma Sooners. They will look to knock off Oklahoma and knock Oklahoma completely out at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow. Go get them.
The Orioles, hold on to your hats. I'm not lying. The Baltimore Orioles actually not only won, but they beat the Indians 18-5 yesterday.
Woo.
The Phillies also smacked the ball around on the Nationals 12-6. Atlanta topped the Dodgers, Mets over the Padres. Sunday Night Baseball, the Red Sox beat the Yankees in the Bronx 6-5 in 10 innings. And the Tides lost a close one in Durham yesterday 4-3. Here's your fun fact.
Nice.
While on an African safari in 1954, writer Ernest Hemingway survived not one but two plane crashes in just 2 days.
Oh, my God.
He was presumed dead by newspapers until he was spotted coming out of the jungle carrying bananas and a bottle of gin.
Oh, my God.
Pretty funny.
That's amazing. It almost sounds drummed up for the newspaper story.
It
man.
Does almost.
I don't. Yeah. I would have to ask if they even have bananas there. You know.